Part 5, Chapter 7. Turl was standing just outside the library, looking down the grass-grown street. Johnny shifted his position to see what Turl was looking at. He went rigid with shock. 100 yards away, there was Windsplitter, and somebody on him, and 3 other horses behind him. Turl was just standing there, watching the street. The moment had come. It was not coordinated, but Johnny knew he was having his last chance. He snapped the metal tool out of his ankle cuff and slashed the leash. It parted. Like a streak of light, Johnny sprinted out of the door, past Turl, suddenly yanking talons caught in the buckskin. It ripped. Zigzagging like a hare, Johnny headed for the nearest tree cover, momentarily expecting a pistol blast in the back. He halted with his back braced against a broad aspen. It was Chrissy. And not only Chrissy, there was Patty. A sob surged up through Johnny.
Go back!
He screamed.
Chrissy! Go back! Run!
But Chrissy pulled up, staring. The 3 horses behind her bunched up. Chrissy's glad cry rang out.
Johnny!
Patty yelled with delight.
Johnny!
And Windsplitter started to trot toward him.
Go back!
Screamed Johnny.
Run! Oh my God, run!
They halted, perplexed, their gladness turning into alarm. At a distance, behind Johnny, they could see a thing. They started to turn the horses. Johnny crouched and whirled. Turl was still standing in the library door. Johnny grabbed the handgun from his pouch and threw the safety off. He let the handgun show.
If you fire on them, you're dead!
He shouted. Turl just stood there. There was a turmoil of horses behind Johnny. He risked a glance back. Windsplitter had reared. He had seen no reason not to approach his master. He was fighting to come forward.
Run, Chrissy! Run!
Screamed Johnny. Turl was walking forward, rumbling, indolent. He had not drawn his gun.
Tell them to ride up closer,
called Turl.
Stand where you are,
shouted Johnny.
I'll shoot.
Turl leisurely strolled forward.
Don't get them hurt, animal.
Johnny stepped out from the tree. The handgun was extended. He was sighting it on Turl's mask tube.
Be reasonable, animal,
said Turl, but he stopped.
You knew they would be here today.
Yes. I've been tracking them by recon drone for days. Ever since they left your village. Put the gun away, animal.
Behind him, Johnny could hear the horses milling. If only they would run. Turl, paw staying clear of his gun, was reaching for his breast pocket.
Stay still or I'll shoot!
Called Johnny.
Well, animal, you can go ahead and pull the firing catch if you like. The electrical connector has a dummy wire in it.
Johnny looked at the gun. He took a deep breath and lined it up. He clenched the trigger. Nothing happened. Turl finished his motion to his breast pocket. He took out the gold coin and tossed it in the air and caught it.
I, not Kerr, sold you the gun, animal.
Johnny pulled a kill club from his belt. He braced himself for a charge. Turl's paw motion was swifter than the eye. His belt gun was out. It fired a sharp bark. An inhuman scream racketed out behind Johnny. He glanced back.
No!
A pack horse was down, threshing.
Your friends will be next.
Johnny lowered the club.
That's better. Now help me round these creatures up. So we can get them in the truck.
End of CD 7.